Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I got a flyer in the mail from you guys, and I'm just calling on it.
Sure. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the flyer that you received?
Sure. It's 2511-0001.
I'm sorry. And then the next one is 0028. 28, okay.
7380.
7380. One moment, please. And is this for network trucking?
Correct.
Okay. Hold on one second here. And I am speaking with, what's your name, sir?
Jamal Harris.
How you doing today, Jamal?
Doing all right.
Cool. And then, Jamal, we just got a new phone system, and we've had a couple dropped phone calls here and there. If this call were to drop, is there a good number that I could reach back out to you on?
Yep, 334.
Okay.
322.
0528. Perfect, perfect. I appreciate that. And then, lastly, just want to confirm a little bit of information we have on file for your business. Are you still located at the 965 Ironwood Drive address, Montgomery, Alabama?
Correct.
Okay. And then the classification for your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, a LLC, SRC Corp?
LLC.
LLC. Okay. Great. So what you received was an offer for funding. We do have a bunch of different programs. If you let me know what you're looking to do, I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business. Were you looking to bring on some capital or some equipment for the business or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Why don't you let me know what you're looking to do here? Are you expanding or?
Well, with the capital and equipment, you know, that's going to be what I plan on doing, growing the business.
Okay.
Right now I have three trailers.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would like to expand the business. But
sure.
What I want to ask is because I noticed with this high amount, I don't need that much money. But
okay.
At the same time, I know a lot of these amounts are just to get people, you know, to pull them in, so to speak.
Yes.
And you know, so I'm just trying to find out pretty much some information about you all first.
Absolutely. So, you know, we are a commercial business bank, been in business for almost 17 years now, and we specialize in helping businesses, you know, bring on capital and equipment to grow mm-hmm. their business. Businesses. So we had sent you out a letter because we had taken a look at your Dun & Bradstreet credit profile and just your history for the business, and it looked somewhat solid to us. So we wanted to, you know, extend offers your way and see if you had any needs in this fourth quarter. I know a lot of businesses like to take advantage of bringing on equipment for the tax write-offs. So we had sent you out for equipment financing, working capital, you know, just to see if there was any needs in this fourth quarter for you or anything that you're looking to do. And it sounds like you're looking to expand.
Right.
You know, and we do have two programs. Our working capital program is actually, it's based off of the sales from the year previous for your business. We're able to lend 10 to 15% of that. For example, let's say you did $1 million last year. You know, we could probably lend you upwards of $100,000 to $150,000 as unsecured cash, you know, to use as you see fit. So there's no collateral involved in it. It's just we put that money in your account and you use it as you see fit. So it is a little more expensive, though, because it's unsecured, meaning that there's no obligation to you and it's not tied to anything that you own. So it starts at about 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. With regards to equipment, it's a totally different program. The rates start in the low single digits, and it's more like your car loan, you know, 2 to 5 years in length, a monthly payment, and rates are right around 4% and can go up from there. You know, we'd want to look at a couple factors for your business, you know, the time you guys have been around. We look at credit, and again, we look at cash flow, and then what exactly you're looking to bring on to be able to make an offer to you.
Gotcha. All right, so if I wanted to, let's just say, borrow $50,000,
mm-hmm.
what would I need to, I mean, obviously credit report. But
yeah, we would.
Would I need?
So we would run your credit, and it's a soft pull. We don't go to all three agencies. We just use Experian, so it wouldn't actually affect your credit. We would just have a simple one-page application. We would want to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements to verify the cash flow for your business, and then also the first 2 pages of the most recent tax return, and this would verify your sales from last year and also the ownership. And then if you had quotes on the tractor and trailer that you're looking at, we'd want to see that as well.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
So if I wanted to do just a loan for working capital, then what?
So we do have a simple one-page application for that as well. And we would want to look at, again, the bank statements and the tax return, because that just kind of verifies cash flow for the business. And then also, do you have any other working capital loans out currently? Information on that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's very simple then. Just those three items for working capital. You know, the application, the bank statements, and the tax return. Then how would you rate your personal credit?
You mean like what number is it in?
Or just, you know, above average, average, maybe a little bit below average.
What is average? What score would you say is average?
So the national average, I believe, as of last week, it was like 690. So that's the national average. You know, above that would be, I'd consider it fairly decent. And then, but we deal with credit tiers. This is the thing, 500 and up. So if you don't have the best credit, that's, it's a non-issue as well. We help all types of folks in different credit situations.
I don't know where I am, honestly, because it's been a while since I actually pulled it.
Okay, no problem.
If I had to guess, I'm just guessing. Now I would say 680. I'm just guessing.
All right, yeah, absolutely. That's that would work well for you.
All right, so on the I did get an application on a business loan application. Now, I have an EIN number. Do I need to put that instead of my Social Security number or what?
We would need the social. The social will allow us to pull your credit.
Okay.
But you know what? What's your email address? Let me email you out an application, because I believe that you would be charged $50 for the online application. So let me just send you out of one of ours to print out. Would that be okay?
So the one that I have in the mail, that's not sufficient.
Actually, yeah, no, that is fine. Does it say fax to fund on it?
Right.
Okay, yeah, that would be fine. What I'd like to do is to email you out the other information that we would, the list of the things that we would need.
Okay.
And what would be a good email address to shoot you out that info?
All right, Jamal H, that's JamAAL. The letter H is in Henry.
Okay.
And number 34@gmail.com.
At Gmail. So I will put together, you have the app. I'll list the other things that we need, and I'll also put my direct dial on there. So if you have any questions at all gathering this information, you can give me a call directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you. I'm here to help you out.
All right. Let me ask you this right here.
Sure.
Because those trucks, they gross about $60,000 a month total.
Okay.
All of them do right at about $5,000 a week. All right, $60,000 a month. You know, once you multiply that
times 12, $720,000 a year.
$20,000. All right. So realistically speaking, it's based on what I gross. I mean, I know I need to provide my bank account information. I know I need to provide my tax return for last year.
Correct.
Okay. Based on that, you know, because I know you still have to run the credit. Would that be enough to qualify for that amount or not?
I would believe so. What do you think you did in sales? So are you saying that you did upwards of over 700,000 in sales last year?
Right. I mean, I'm not a selling company. I'm a trucking company. So I just do all freight.
I understand. Well, sales is kind of a loose term. It's like what you made last year, grossing.
Okay.
So basically, yeah, that would more than qualify you for what you're looking for.
Okay. I'm just trying to have something to go off on. That's all. Because I've been getting a lot of calls from companies. Some legit, some scams. So it's kind of like, you know, you just don't know who to trust. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. There's a bunch of lenders out there. I and they're all in competition with you, but they're lenders, and we're more of a bank. You know, these other guys are not banks, so it's something to take in consideration as well. We're not one of those fly-by-the-night companies that's just trying to reach out to you. We're established. We've been here for 16, coming on 17 years this year. And we help folks from all over the country bring on capital and grow their businesses. So if you want to, and Jamal, you can go to our website, bankofcardiff.com. We have, you know, thousands of Google Plus reviews, just from customers that we've worked with in the past, just talking about us and working with us and the good experiences. And also just going on our website, it'll actually just give you a breakdown of what exactly we do, how we do it, and just a background on our company as well.
Okay. Let me ask you this right here.
Sure.
If you know, like I said, I just use 50 as an example, whether it's 50,000, 100,000, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it was 50,000.
Okay.
And this is an unsecured loan.
Yes.
What would be the term on most of your unsecured loans?
Okay. Great question. So it's actually really depends on what you're looking for. Typically, they're shorter term in length, so from 6 months all the way to 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
We kind of just cater it to what you're looking to do. So we would get you approved most amount for the longest term, and then just kind of work backwards into what you're looking for, if that makes sense.
Comfortable plan. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Any other questions?
Let me ask you this here.
Sure.
One other question, and I'm gonna let you go. All right. Let's just say I give you an amount. And once you run the credit and run, you know, everything, do you come back and say, yes, you are approved for that amount, or actually you're approved for much more? Do you discuss the options that I have with only just what I asked for?
So, again, we'll get you approved. I know that you're maybe just looking for 50, but, you know, we'll get you approved for more than that. And let's say we get you approved for 75,000 and 18 months, but you only want 50 and you only want to do 12 months. We can work back and we will, you know, design a program because we already, you know, that works for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So basically what you're going to do, I'm going to say this and let you go. You're going to let me know what you can get me approved for, or what, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what I qualify for or get approved for. And then if I want that amount, cool. If I don't, I'll let you know the amount less than that that I want. We work on the terms and go from there.
Exactly. Perfect. That's exactly what we do.
Okay.
Right,
call that email out to me to make sure you know you wrote it down right.
Sure.
I'll be looking for your email.
Yeah, I have Jamal, jamalh34@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right, cool. I'm going to put together that email for you right now. I'll have it over to you in about 5-10 minutes. And again, my direct dial is going to be on there. So if you have any questions at all, gathering your information, just please give me a call because I am here to help you out.
I sure. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for calling in. And do you want me to give you like a day or a couple days to gather the information and then check back with you? Or?
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Yeah.
On a trip tomorrow to take a load.
Okay.
I would say, let's see.
Maybe Thursday or Friday?
Probably Wednesday, no later than Thursday, but I should have all of that. How long does it take you all to make a decision?
So once I package everything, get it to underwriting, it's usually about 24 hours.
I do my best to have that information tomorrow. If not tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay, and if I don't, and if I don't receive anything, you know, by Wednesday afternoon, I want me to just give you a call as a reminder.
You can do that.
Okay, great. And then, Jamal, I feel like I've been doing a bunch of talking. Did you have any other questions for me?
Your name again?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Zach, okay. Gotcha, okay.
All right.
That's easy to remember.
Right on. And keep your eyes peeled. I'll have the email out to you in about 5-10 minutes here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jamal, have a good afternoon, my friend.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.